member of WildGamesProductions.com and D20Radio.com.
Face front, true believers. Wild Games Productions presents an actual play podcast of mighty proportions. Join an up-and-coming team of superheroes as they battle to save the populace from the most nefarious supervillains of all time. Listen to this Bloodfoot, Cat Lady, the Librarian, the Spotlight, and the Amazing Spider-Man. And of course your game judge, Dashing DM Vince, as they deliver pulse-bounding, fist-smashing justice Marvel-style using TSR's Marvel Superheroes Advanced Rules. Excelsior.
So last week we ended up in Central Park. You defeated Mister and Mister, obviously, and the Avengers.
And I have a new kitty cat.
Yes, you managed to find a new kitty cat.
My fear kitty.
That's right.
Well, actually, I'm packing a fear kitty, and I know how to use him.
Yes, and the Avengers showed up, and they thanked you, and they took. What's his name away? I can't think of his name now.
Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde, yes. Mr. Kitty Fear.
Yes, they took your kitty away from you.
Oh, no. Give him a good home.
Yes.
Hank has to study this.
Yeah, pretty much. So you guys, after a thanks and praise, you go back to the Sludge Headquarters, or whatever it's called.
Stately Sludge Mobile.
The Stately Sludge Manor.
Yeah, Stately Sludge Manor.
You need some more litter boxes here if I'm going to be coming here very often. I'd like to bring some of my friends.
Okay, I'll go ask the butler. Okay. Oh, Hemorrhoid.
The butler's name was Hemorrhoid?
Yes, sir. We need to buy some more litter boxes. Can you do that? Yes, sir. She goes away shaking his head.
Why does this sludge guy sound like a retarded Texan?
He's based on Forrest Gump, it sounds like.
Oh, exactly.
I know last time I did this like squeaky voice, and it's like he doesn't sound like that. That's what I did the first
time. I like the Forrest Gump voice. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you. You're saying here, Judge?
You're all dead. Game over. Let's just play a new game. No. Within moments of coming back to the headquarters, the sludge alarm starts going off yet again. Is that a rap or is that the sludge alarm? Who knows?
I gotta fix that thing.
The big monitor is glowing and you go over to it, you push it, and there's a big giant head of the commissioner on the screen. Yeah, he's about 30 feet tall, like the Super Friends show. When they look at it, it's like 30 feet tall.
So it's a large screen television. Oh, yeah, okay. Hi.
The commissioner gets on, he goes, we're in trouble, we need your help yet again. The Avengers are busy, but it seems this terrorist organization has taken over the Library of Congress as we speak.
The library? Okay.
Yes.
I think I have a book that's overdue there.
They seem to be looking for something, but they won't tell us what it is, and they've held some hostages inside. We need you to save them.
This looks like a job for the Evil Stompers. Let's go.
You're the Evil Stompers? That's your superhero name?
It's better than Gomer and Friends.
I thought it was Sludge and Friends.
The Sludge Stompers? Yeah, it just sounds like we work in the waste industry. Waste removal industry.
You see Spider-Man kind of waves off and he goes, oh, not my jurisdiction, and he spins his web and flies out the window.
Eating a sludge cookie.
Eating a sludge cookie, yes. Which no one can
deny. I'll have to talk to that boy's aunt.
And you see the flashlight, spotlight, whatever the hell his name is. He's like, oh, I have to recharge my batteries, and he heads to his bedroom. Because he's not here this week.
Eating a sludge cookie, yeah.
Well, I'd hate to see what he's doing in the bedroom. his
well, he's got to recharge his batteries, so.
Yeah, well, whatever he's doing, it's easy to see, because he's a spotlight.
Are these, like, a sludge cookies, like the Grandma Spunk Otis Miner cookies or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, all right.
But you don't want to know what's in them, you know?
Oh, like Slurm?
Yeah.
So delicious, you just don't know where it comes from.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hop on the sludge jet, and you take the sludge jet over to Washington, D.C., and you land, and you head towards the Library of Congress.
Where do you get all these nice toys?
Trust. trust.
Trust in who?
A quarterly trust.
Lots of quarters, I see. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, so you went. The police have quarantined off the area, and they brief you. The chief of police is there, and he's briefing you, saying, this, we got the building surrounded. It's filled up with various bad guys dressed in black. We don't have no identification who they are. They will not answer the phone, but they want to speak to the sludge directly.
I look around. Okay, where's the phone?
They hand you a brick cell phone from 1980, it looks like. Hey, come on, this game was from the 80s, so.
Okay, hello?
And you hear like a raspy voice, and he's like, are you the sludge?
Are you the raspy voice? I'm the sludge. How are you?
You're weird. He says, unless you surrender and unmask yourself now, I will kill... Okay. What?
Go ahead.
He says, unless you unmask yourself and surrender to me now, publicly, and say that I'm a superior person to you, I will kill each and every one of these hostages in here.
I take off my mask, put my hands behind my head. You're a superior person to me. Can we go and get him now?
That's all it took?
Well, he asked.
So now everybody knows your secret identity.
Which is not secret. It's a public identity.
Oh, was it? No, oh, all right.
I had no problem taking off the mask.
I don't think this young man watches TV very much.
Well, you surrendered to him then, right?
Yeah, we'll be right in there for the hostages.
Fine, you walk in there with your hands behind your head, mask off.
I do. They don't.
Yeah, you.
You, yeah. Now, okay.
You walk in, you see these militaristic guys dressed up, their face covered. They're full tactical gear, pointing weapons at you, and they tell you to get on the ground.
Okay.
When you lay on the ground, they slap something on both your wrists, and you feel really drained. And very helpless, so they kind of drag you off to the side.
I feel real helpless and drained. You got an aspirin?
They put tape over your mouth.
This tastes funny.
Yeah. And they throw you in the corner, and now you're pretty much useless. Surrender.
Some breaks.
What are the rest of you going to do? You see no hostages
well,
come out.
Have they let out the hostages yet?
No hostages come out. And it's been 10 minutes since the sludge went in.
Well, I think that we'd probably better go after our young friend.
Yes, I agree.
How did they cuff me?
They actually really didn't cuff you. They just kind of put these two power bracelets on you.
Oh, they're glowing and all that kind of crap. And yeah. Okay.
And you're pretty much just drained and helpless right now.
Okay. My plan is working.
So as a librarian, would I have a pretty good idea of the layout of the Library of Congress?
Oh, yes, you would.
Awesome. All right.
If I levitated up to the top of the building, would I be able to sneak in?
All right, John, I think you're confusing the in-character voice with the out-of-character voice.
No, I'm asking my comrades.
Oh, okay, then you're asking me in the character voice.
Since he, is a librarian and knows something about the Library of Congress, I'm asking him.
And my apologies, though. I just thought you were going crazy.
there's always that chance.
Go ahead, answer his question then.
Well, what's the answer?
Yeah, he could.
Yes, yes, you could.
Now, I can levitate. Would I be able to pull anyone up with me, or can I just levitate myself?
You can pull him up with you, depending on how much his character weighs.
Oh, that's bad. Okay.
I could turn you into a cat and then carry you up, levitate you, and then turn you back.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's a good idea. I weigh 200 pounds, and I'm only like 5'4", so.
Okay, so I'm going to turn him into a cat.
All right, so he is now a cat.
Probably look like Garfield.
No, you're a furless cat.
Oh, great.
The wrinkled ones?
Yeah, the wrinkled cats.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I carry you, and we levitate up to the top of the building. All right. And I turn you back into a normal person.
Okay,
you see there, on top of the building, there is what appears to be the skylights, that are the round skylight that's on the top of the Library of Congress. And you see two air ducts.
Feed them some. Oh, ducts.
Ducks. Ducks.
A couple of ducks flew up there.
Wah, wah. You see, it's Duckman and Cousin. No, it's two air ducts.
Okay. Too bad we can't get our duck friend from Oriole Adventures back.
He's right here.
Yeah.
Big enough that you guys could probably squeeze through and crawl down if you wanted to.
Okay. And I have the ability to... One of my powers is sound manipulation. I have the ability to silence or increase existing noise. So I can basically put a little thing of silence around us to make sure that we don't make any noise as we're moving through.
Yes, you could.
Cool.
I've got lots of cool stuff.
All right, so you're going to go in the right or the left duct? Duct.
Which way do you think we should go?
That actually you really wouldn't know.
Okay. Left duct.
Let's go left then.
All right, so you're going first, Cat Lady?
Actually, why don't you go first? I'm not much of a fighter if we should encounter anything that's very violent.
Is your cats with you, or?
No, I leave them at home when we go. I don't want to put my poor little pussies in harm's way.
Oh, wait, somebody said that. I was going to say, push your pussy in front of you. So.
Okay, I'll go ahead. I'll crawl in first.
Okay, you crawl in the dark duct. And you crawl down. How far are you going to go? First of all, you see it goes. You see it goes down for about 15 feet, and then it turns a little upward. So you have to kind of scrounge and get on your hands and knees, and then you can crawl a little bit. It's very dark. You don't see within your line of sight. You really don't see any way of getting out of there except going straight. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to go straight. Then I'll go. I guess until I can feel a turn in the duct.
All right. You going to follow Cat Lady?
Yes, I'm going to follow.
I knew that was going to happen. All right, you have your silence cone on, and you're both fine, and you're clamping through there, making noise, but nobody can hear you. You finally reach what seems to be an intersection of the duct, and to the left of you, you can see a little bit of light coming from there. And if you look further, you see it's a grate in the vent, which looks like would be where the air would probably ventilate through. Or you can continue going straight, which is dark.
I'm going to head towards the light.
Okay,
don't
you
go into the light, young man.
The Cat Lady's head bumps into your butt.
Ow.
You make your way to the vent, and you peer down there, and you can see what appears to be two guards just standing there. We're by a window looking out, trying to, like, guard it, pretty much.
Okay.
Fully armed.
Is that all I can see in the room?
That's all you can see from that vantage point.
How far down are they?
Probably about 15 feet.
Hmm.
Maybe more, you're not really sure, but you can see it might be a pretty good drop.
Are they both facing the same direction?
They're actually shoulder to shoulder looking out the window.
And if I levitated straight down out of the vent, would I be behind them, to the side of them, in front of them? How would that be?
You'd be right behind them.
Okay. Well, how about I levitate down and then touch both of them and turn them into cats?
Nice.
Okay. I'll cover you with my stapler of ice. So.
All right. Let me see here. What do you have for your levitation?
My levitation is remarkable, 26.
Remarkable, okay. You're going to float down and touch. I'm going to say that's pretty challenging, so we're going to give you a yellow on that one. You're going to at least got to get a yellow.
Okay. And I don't even have... I'm just going to tell you what I rolled, and you can tell me if I made it or not. So.
Sure.
Roll high, come on. Ooh, did not roll high. 18.
Okay, well, as you're removing the vent, you slip, and you kind of fall out the vent, but wind
up,
yeah, you wind up catching yourself in the fall with your levitation, but you scream out, ah, and the guards are like, what? And they start looking around for you, and they start, you know, going on, talking on their communicator, trying to say, we heard a noise, and they're checking in everywhere. No one balls to look up, though.
Okay, well, I'm just going to continue downwards and do the cat touch.
It's not ranged?
No, it's not ranged. It's touch.
I actually need, Dwayne, your character to make an agility because now you're in a vent by yourself and he's not protecting you with the cone anymore.
Okay.
Stapler man, yeah.
It's just the same percentage roll, right?
Yeah, it's just everything's percentage, yeah.
Okay.
What column are you on?
I am agility excellent.
Okay.
52.
Not bad.
Yeah. Wasn't what I was looking for, though. You kind of make a thump sound as you're like, oh, when she falls like that, and you make a thump.
Okay.
And now they're actually kind of spread out looking around for a noise.
Okay. Can I freeze them?
You can try, yeah.
Okay.
And your freeze is?
My freeze is incredible.
Okay, go ahead.
50.
Okay, you get one of them.
Okay.
Did I get a save versus that? No, they don't usually get saves. Even if I did do the block, you still hit, so you're all right.
Okay.
You get one of them, he kind of realizes where the thing came from. Oh, no! He sees Cat Lady floating there like a feather. He's going to take a blast at Cat Lady.
An old-aged feather.
Yes, an old-aged feather. Let's see here. Where's my chart? Ugh, an 11. The bullets fly and miss everywhere.
Training.
Go ahead, Cat Lady.
Okay, so I'm going to try to... Now, is one of them frozen now?
One of them frozen, and one of them is actually on defensive guard now.
Okay, I'm going to try to touch the one on defensive guard and turn him into a cat.
Well,
okay, so... Oh, well, that wasn't very good either.
What'd you get?
32...
He pretty much smacks your hand out of the way when you try to touch him, and he hurts your arthritis.
Ooh, that makes her mad.
Yeah, you're going to have to put some Bengay on now.
Young man, out? It's a good thing I have Medicare.
Does she hulk out? Yeah.
Yeah, she hulks out.
Afterwards, I have to have a long, hot bath, though.
That's right.
He, since you're standing right in front of him, he decides to take the butt of the gun and smack you in the head with it.
Ow!
And that's a hit. You take 5 points of damage.
Ouch.
You're kind of stunned, okay. But that's Stapler Man's turn.
All right.
Librarian, sorry.
I'm going to do my best to lunge out and land on the guy shooting.
Okay.
So, all right.
It's an agility.
Oh, no. No, I got a 27. So I'm flailing.
Yeah, he kind of looks at you as you're jumping down. You're like, Bonzai! And he looks up and goes, I don't think so. And he steps and you just go on the ground.
Oh, great.
So he takes a whack at you.
All right.
And that is a miss. I don't know how he misses, but he does. Cat lady?
I've got some kitty friends that you would like to meet.
And I'm going to try to touch him again.
There's no limitation on this thing, is there?
No, there isn't.
This thing's insane. Go ahead.
Okay.
For it.
Oh, I rolled a 33.
You missed.
Yeah.
He's going to take a blast at you. Oh, and he hits. Barely. 5 points of damage again.
That's a good thing I've got like 91s.
Well, you're a superhero. Take. It's bullets. It's going to hurt you a little bit. That's about it. Okay, I guess it's going to be Stapler guy's turn.
I'm going to use my magnetic manipulation to try to pull his gun from his hand.
What, so. To your hand?
Yeah, to my hand.
Go for it's it.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
100.
Oh, jeez.
Woo!
You have the gun. The best nice. I can do for you.
Okay.
The guy's like, oh, crap. He's going to try to grab his gun back. 48. No, that's not going to do it. Cat lady, your turn.
Okay. We're going to do my kitty touch again. We're going to get him this time.
I've got some cat food you're going to enjoy.
Ah, this time I got a 66.
That's enough. Bloop, he turns into a little tabby.
Aww.
The other guy
He's
breaks
so
out
cute.
Of his ice. The ice melts, he breaks out. And
how convenient.
How convenient, yes. And he says, for the Brotherhood, and he drops something on the ground.
Oh, boy.
So I need both of you to make an agility roll to jump out of the way to dodge the big giant blast. And you need at least a yellow because you're right there on top of it. So, okay. I remember Dwayne, yours was excellent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, you first.
75.
You got it.
Okay.
Mine's remarkable.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, Grandma needs a high dice. Oh, 40.
No, you do not.
Kaboom!
You take a big whopping 20 points of damage as the blast knocks you into the wall.
Wow. Can I use some karma to try to... How do I use karma to, like, get a new dice roll?
You can use karma to absorb the damage if you want.
Okay. Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. Use how many points you want. You can do all 20 if you want. It's your karma.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So you take the blast, you bounce into the wall. It looks like you take a lot of damage, but actually you were faking it. You kind of shake it off. And
okay.
Obviously the soldier guy's dead. You do hear sounds like men running towards you. At a quick pace. And you do see a bound and gagged sludge man in the corner.
Oh, we'd better release Sludge Man.
He looks okay. looks like he enjoys it, too.
Really?
I'll guard the entrance with my newfound gun.
I'll go release our young man who's captive here.
All right, you see he has a pair of power bracelets on.
Okay, do I need to roll to take them off, or can I just...
You don't have a key to take them off, so you're going to have to try to break them, but I don't think you're going to be able to break them.
Can I turn him into a cat,
no,
and then
you
he'll
can't
slip
turn
out
him
of him?
Yes, you can.
Good idea.
Wait, let
best
me think,
laid plans.
Let me think about this for a second. Power briefs, let's go with the person, no matter what size they are. And technically, by comics, if you turn them into a cat,
I wouldn't be a person.
You wouldn't be a person, but the bracelets would still follow whatever size you are.
They'd be little kitty bracelets?
Yeah, they'd be little kitty bracelets.
Or a collar.
I'm trying to think here. Yeah, I'll do a 50-50. Glenn, you can call it high or low. High meaning you get out, low meaning you don't.
Okay, go.
What do you want, high, low?
High.
Okay. And you get it with a 95.
Woohoo!
He turns you into a cat, the bracelets fall off.
Then I turn him back.
You see, you have trouble doing that, and I'm kidding. Yes, you turn him back, but he still has the gag on his mouth.
I was just going to ask about that.
Take the gag off.
Oh, there goes my mustache. No. I don't have a mustache. Good. My plan worked.
What plan
was
that?
We're all here.
I put the gag back on. No.
I like the way that tastes anyway. Now, again, recap. Where? How? Who's there?
It's just
us.
You and your two teammates. The other two guards were dead now.
Okay, so.
Well, one's a kitty cat. Oh, no, but the kitty cat got blown up, too.
Yeah.
The poor kitty.
So I guess we should sneak around the Library of Congress and see what we can find
out. Why are you tagging me in a Marvel post? I mean, in a Facebook post.
What?
I get a thing on my phone that he's tagging me in a Facebook post.
Who is?
Dwayne.
Oh.
He's playing Marvel, he said. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing better to do? Great.
Yeah, not on a Saturday night.
Oy.
Well, I don't drink or anything, so this is it.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out where the hostages are and all that good stuff.
All right, so you guys are in this room. You do hear men running by, and they don't seem to be coming into this room. You peer out the door. You see a whole bunch of men in black run past you. They seem to ignore you for some reason.
Hmm.
Well, let's follow them.
Okay. Running down the hallway with them.
You all don't let me slow you down.
Where are you going?
I'm not as spry and fast as I used to be.
Oh, you hell, see, I'll pick her up and we can fly.
I guess I could always levitate and you could just pull me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I carry a tow rope with me. Here you go.
As you're running or floating or whatever towards the guards, they do realize that you're behind them. What they do is they stop and turn around and say, "Freeze!"
No, you freeze! And I shoot my ice blast at him.
Oh, Dwayne got his catchphrase off.
33, but nothing. So.
Nah, they kind of dodge out of the way.
Okay.
Freeze dodge!
Take a D10 and just roll it for you guys for your side, and I'll roll a D10 for mine. Tell me what you
each
get.
Each of us or just one?
Just one of you guys.
Seven.
All right, you go first, your side.
Go for it, Spotlight.
Spotlight.
I'm sorry, Librarian.
All right. Librarian, you're up then. There's four guards.
All right, 55. Try to freeze him again.
55, that'll work. You one guy is frozen.
Okay.
Down, 2, 3, 4, frozen, equals, unknown.
How many are there?
Four,
okay.
It is now Cat Lady's turn.
Okay, I am going to use my sound manipulation powers to basically dampen the entire area so that there's no sound coming from us, so that nobody will hear the battle.
All right, yeah, that'll work.
I'm staying away. I'm not going to get in the midst of this. Those younger men, they're more battle-trained than me.
How many feet are you doing in a radius-wise?
Well, how close are they to us?
They're within melee range, probably. So you figure they're probably about 10 feet around that area.
Okay, it's basically big enough to cover just us and them so that no noise escapes from our fight.
All right, are you doing it even further just in case someone backs out or gets flied against a wall or something? Or
yeah, I guess so. Make it double.
All right, then just give me a roll, and you have to at least get a green.
Okay, and I have, I think, like, monstrous, by the way.
Oh, you should be able to do that easily, then.
Good roll.
Yep.
Okay. 72.
Yeah, that's good enough. You do about 20 feet, just in case. Sludge.
Okay.
Two, three, or four.
How many we got? Guys got turned. How many guys are turned around?
One guy is out of commission right now.
Okay.
And there's three left.
All right. I take it I can fly up to one and like punch him or something.
Sure.
Actually, I'm going to fly up to him and deliver a roundhouse kick.
Chuck Norris style.
With my martial arts D.
Chuck Norris style.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm channeling Chuck Norris.
Okay, your fighting is.
And my martial arts D, I don't know what. No, I don't
just
know
your
what,
fighting.
What?
Just your fighting.
Oh, that's that would be excellent then.
Okay.
All right. 92.
That is a hit. Wow. Give me your damage, which is the strength.
My strength?
Yep.
My strength is excellent. So do I roll again, right?
No, just the number you had for excellent.
Oh, 60.
No, the number rank-wise.
16, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Look in the wrong column. See, that's why I don't like these old sheets. It's like...
Yeah, sorry. Use your sheet then, dude.
Well, when I get it printed out, I will. You're trying to run the Kinko's with no money.
Just print it on your printer. I thought you had a printer, dude.
It's out of ink.
Oh, wow. Not my problem. Yeah. That guy
Dude, you asked, okay?
I know. That guy that you... punched, Remy Ryan kicked, he's going to knife you.
Oh, these are tough agents.
Yeah, they are. Ooh, 100. Wow.
Oh, damn me up. on poor, right?
Pretty much. That is, according to the chart, it's a kill, but there's no such thing as kill in this game.
Cleric.
Yeah. Medic!
I've got first aid skill.
Yeah.
Glenn, you take damage enough that you're passed out for a round.
How much karma do I need to not be passed out for a round?
10.
10? All right, I dropped 10.
Okay.
And I'm... Oh, I'll get you for that. You know.
You drop the karma, his knife stabbed, goes towards you, you kind of grab it and shove it to the side.
Yeah, okay.
That's what happens.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next guy goes after you also, since you're standing up there.
Well, I grab this guy and hit him with the other guy.
No. Oh my god, I rolled another 100. That's the first time I've ever done that in my life. So, Glenn, you take enough damage to pass out this round.
And I spent another 10 karma.
Okay. And the last guy will go after the librarian, because the other two are busy with you. He'll shoot you with his rifle. You want to dodge?
Yeah.
Okay, that means next round when you attack, you're minus one column, just to let you know.
Okay.
All right. And a 26 on a typical... No, miss.
Okay.
You jump out of the way, and now it is your turn, librarian.
Okay, I'm going to try to use that gun that I borrowed.
Do you know how to use a gun?
No. Sharp weapons. I can stab him with it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right, so you pull the trigger, and it's a gun thing. Shooting the gun the first time, you would think you probably need strength. What do you guys think, logically, shooting a gun for the first time? Would you need more agility or more strength for that, you think? I would think strength, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Because especially a gun like that, if there's going to be a repeating shot like that.
I don't know. What about some intuition to be able to know how to actually even use it? Average a few together.
Which is the highest?
My strength and intuition are both the same.
This is roll under intuition. Sounds good.
Okay.
What is your intuition?
My intuition is typical.
You're rolling a poor now.
Okay, I got an 83.
And you miss.
Ah.
Whoa. You do control the gun enough to shoot it, but not enough to accurately shoot it.
Okay.
Nice try.
I'm switching to my dice app on my phone.
Okay, no problem. Cat lady. Maintain, or are you going to do something else?
I'm going to maintain.
Okay. Sludge, you have two guys in front of you with knives.
One guy I've got. Do I still have hold of him with moving the knife? Or?
Yeah, you do, actually.
Okay.
You have the blade in your hand.
Okay, let's see. Cling and jerk, elbow drop.
Are you thinking of wrestling moves now?
I do have wrestling.
Go ahead.
I do have wrestling.
Armbar
trick. The atomic elbow. What's that? Hey!
You're not on the top rope. You can't do an atomic elbow. You probably want to do
seven. a drop. Right
what,
under
what head. Column are you under?
I am under excellent.
Excellent. 97?
Yes.
Okay, so you basically take his arm. You do an arm drag takedown over your shoulder and break his arm.
That'll teach you a lesson to pull a knife on me.
Is still alive, but pretty much out of commission now because he's on the ground holding his arm. There's not much he can do.
You don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, their turn. The other guy is very mad you hurt his friend. And he takes a shot at you with his pistol. And say so you're going to block or defend, Glenn?
Yeah, I'll defend.
Okay, so drops one column, and that's a miss. The other guy, let's see what he's going to do. He's going to run.
So much for his morale.
Yeah, he runs. Well, they're paid mercenaries. What do you think, they're going to stay there?
True.
And it is now the librarian's turn.
I'm going to try to freeze the one that's running away.
Okay, go for it.
83.
And that's enough to hit him. That brings you into yellow.
Okay.
You kind of get him in like... There. And cat lady, maintain or do something else?
Is there... Okay, so one's frozen. Is there any more that are still doing anything?
There is one that was attacking Glenn with a pistol. One that's frozen, another one that's frozen trying to get away.
And one a guy on the ground. Ground with a broken arm.
Yeah, and a guy on the ground with a broken arm.
Okay, I'm going to maintain.
Okay. Sludge Man.
Oh, yeah, this guy's asking for it.
Pistol guy?
Yeah, he's asking for it. Cling, drop, same thing with him.
You gotta
grab around the neck. Whoop! And it's a 65.
And you're in column.
And I'm in excellent.
Dropping down one because of defense. What was it again?
65.
Oh, that hits. Okay. So okay. You choke slam him.
Yes, I choke slam him.
And you do 16 points of damage.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Okay. The first guy is unfrozen now. He's like, whoa, what's going on? He's still out of it because he just got unfrozen. Kind of like Han Solo coming out of the freeze-dry.
Gotcha.
The guy of course, as he's talking, he's not saying anything at all because he's still within the cone of silence.
Yes, he just... Yeah. The guy on the ground with the broken arm just passes out from the pain. And the third guy, who Glenn just chokeslammed... is going to attempt to scissor kick Sludge on the ground and make him fall. No, he tries to trip hold you with his toe trip hold, it's called, and he misses. You skip out of the way. It is now Librarian's turn.
There's how many are still okay?
There's just one pretty much okay.
All right, I'm going to freeze him too.
Okay.
94.
Let's say he's an ice cube.
Ooh. Okay.
It's now Cat Lady's turn.
Okay. So there's only one that's still fighting, or are they all pretty much...
One fighting.
One fighting.
Yeah, he's just kind of waking up out of his stupor.
Well, I'm going to go and turn him into a cat.
Okay.
I need some more cats.
Go for
Can
it.
I roll a 7?
7? I should make you see if you touch the stapler at this point. Jesus.
I've said, never seen this much pussy out of outside of Mustang
Glenn.
Ranch.
Anyway, so you guys defeat him. No, you didn't defeat him. That's right, you missed. Okay, that last guy's going to go. No, Glenn, you get to go. Sorry.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, he chokeslammed. That doesn't look like it hurt him much, so we'll have to do something else. Gee, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to drain his energy, his health. Okay. I'm going to make him real tired.
Okay.
And I've got amazing health drain.
Okay, go for it.
Touch him. Boom! 61.
Oh, yeah, that's enough.
Okay. And amazing, so... You I don't know see, what that is. I don't have the chart in front of me.
I got it. You okay. see, he goes, oh, and he passes out.
Good night, sweet prince.
And now there is only the one frozen guy in the corner who is trying to get away.
I'll turn him into a cat.
You don't need to roll because he's frozen. You now have
okay. two so, frozen kitty.
You have a frozen pop catsicle, and you have a cute little kitty in a tactical uniform.
Well, your brother hurt me.
And they're your cats, apparently, for now.
That's right. My cats.
Your cats. And you can continue down the hallway, which you see goes to the main room of the library, or you
yes.
could... Okay. So you continue down, and when you creep up to the end of the hallway and look into the doorway, you do see what looks like appear to be a bunch of guards, and you see a masked man dressed in green standing in the center.
Who is that masked man?
Do you actually scream that out?
No.
Do I see anybody, people who look like hostages?
Yes, you see the hostages are on the floor near the guy in green. He seems to be peering over the map table. He's looking at a very ancient document. It looks like a very, very old map.
Mm. He's just looking for the bathroom.
Yes. He's looking for the bathroom, Glenn. That's correct. Yeah.
It's the Declaration of Independence with a map on the back of it.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, we've got how many guards in front of us?
15.
Let's see, 5 each. yeah. Jeez.
How many hostages are there?
And me with no ranged attacks.
8.
Yike.
It looks like it was the staff of the library, mostly.
Would it be possible to distract the bad guys while I turned the hostages into cats and got them out?
How many times can you do this cat thing?
I'm unlimited, baby.
Hey,
that's why they call me the cat lady.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
Is he looking at this map at a table with a lamp there or something?
Kind of like a magnifying glass lamp, yeah.
Okay. So it's plugged into something. So theoretically, I could turn into electricity and go right through there, through that lamp, and just zap or beat the PG out of him.
The PG out of him.
yeah. I got remarkable body transformation. Does that cover it?
Yeah, you could pretty much make yourself electricity and go over there and zap him.
I think I will. That'll get me right up next to him without having to deal with all these guards, so...
Very true. Yeah,
that sounds like a good idea. That is what I'll do.
Okay. And the rest of you?
I'm going to freeze him.
You're going to start freezing them. And Cat Lady, what are you going to do? You're going to turn them all into cats one by one? Have a clouder inside there?
Well, how far away are they?
As soon as you go in the room, you'll at least hit two guards right away. They're spread out in the room, kind of surrounding the main area.
It's too bad. I mean, well, assuming that Sledge creates a distraction,
which he will,
I would say then I would try to, and I would try to turn. Yeah, once they're looking at Sledge, that should help me to be able to touch one and turn him into a cat. So yeah, I guess I'll do the cat thing.
Are you like Moses in the Red Sea, just this waves of cats going through the,
that's right. The guards? Well, it's my most effective power in terms of being able to take out opponents. I mean,
okay.
You know, it's one heck of a powerful power, but it's also boring in the same sense. Because all you can do is turn people to cats, and that's all you can do.
Well, I mean, I have the ability to manipulate sound such that, you know, I have a police whistle that I can blow and turn it into a big sonic boom, I guess.
There you go.
But I don't know. How much damage does that do? I mean, the thing is, turning him into a cat pretty much takes him out of the game immediately.
So I know, that's why I know.
That's why that's so effective.
Okay, what is the librarian doing?
I'm freezing.
You're freezing. Okay.
Yep.
He's cold. Is he your teeth? I did a Glenn joke, anyway.
Which Glenn totally missed.
Yeah, I know you did. You said, what did you do? And he said, I'm freezing. He said, can't you hear his teeth as he was clattering the dice?
Okay, got a question. Well, okay, fine.
No, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
No, if I do what I'm going to do, when I come out of that lamp, could I come out like, kind of like the way Hank Pym, like, grows under somebody's chin to punch him?
Yes.
Okay, so...
You want dramatics with it, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, if that ain't a distraction, I don't know what is.
You got it.
Okay.
Glenn, you must... What is your transformation ability?
Remarkable.
Okay. For you to do what you want to do...
Uh-huh.
...successfully, you got to roll a yellow.
Okay. I will roll a yellow, then.
Okay.
92.
That is definitely a yellow.
And one of them is yellow.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
Ha. And, yes, you turn into a bolt of electricity, zap right through, and you zap him.
And I come out and turn, and boom. Yeah.
That takes him off guard, knocks him right onto his feet. Minus damage.
Come on!
Now it is Cat Lady's turn. She runs in and catacizes somebody.
I'll try to.
You gotta learn to use cats as weapons.
67.
That catacizes the first guy.
And I'm turning this one into a Siamese.
Oh, a Siamese cat. I'll write that one down. Who cares? Okay, and now the librarian is going to come in and freeze the next guy.
99.
And he freezes that guy. And 99, that's going to pretty much take him out of 4. Okay. For a long time. All right, the man in the green mask, he stands up and he says, "Who dares to hit me?" And he sees you and he's like, and he lifts up his fist.
I'll give you another one. Come on.
And he opens his hand as his hand glows and a bolt comes out.
Oh, he's not playing fair.
You're dodging?
I'm dodging.
Okay.
You better bolt dodge.
Oh, you better dodge. 75. That's a hit. Ooh, take 30 points of damage.
Ooh, I think I will.
As the bolt just hits you square in the chest and you have a burn mark on your chest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to prove to people I've been in battle. Okay, yeah.
Okay, now here goes the guard countdown. First guard is going to come at you. Librarian?
Of course.
Oh, 36 is going to be a miss. Thank goodness these guys have a crappy fight. Next one. Okay. I'm going to do them by groups. This is going to take too long. Group 3. Miss. Good. I got a perfect plan worked out. It is now... Glenn, your turn.
Okay. I will turn... I'm going to hit... First of all, it comes down to it, I'm going to hit him. But first, I am going to turn into rubber.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm now rubber, you're glue.
I just want to go up there and do some damage and go with my hand.
So you're going to punch him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I will. 51.
That hits.
Okay.
Strength is damage is gotcha.
Excellent 16.
Yep. Cat lady.
And he's going. Blah, 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 blah.
Cat lady.
Now, if I do my police whistle and sound manipulation monstrous, can I? What impact will that have? Will it just be on one person, or?
Remember the game Street Fighter when Golly used to do that sonic boom blast? You played Street Fighter, right?
No.
Damn. They used that sonic weapon against the Hulk? Please tell me.
See that movie either.
Jesus Christ.
or the X-Men movie where the little banshee girl screamed?
Yes. You saw the X-Men movie, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll just say you could take out two guys at once.
Okay, we'll try that. I've got monstrous sound manipulation, so... The police whistles.
Depending on how hard you roll, you could take out more than two. Go for it.
Okay, I got a 78.
Ooh, nice. You wiped out three. Three of them go down when the sonic blast into the wall. Nice job. Librarian.
The same. Freeze. 51.
Okay, that gets that guy. And he's frozen. Okay. A man in green who's being pummeled by Rubber Man now.
Yeah.
He lifts his other hand and he smacks you across the face.
Oh, darn.
Let's see. And he just barely hits. You take 10 points of damage as it burns your face.
Oh, okay. I was hoping he hit me with that blast again because that's why I turned into rubber.
Well,
insulation.
Yeah, it made sense, but you're up close to him now, so the blast is kind of pointless.
Yeah, true. It's a range thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll take 10.
Okay, let's see. Group 1. Let's see if they hit Librarian. 52. That is not a hit, surprisingly. And the last group is going to go after the Cat Lady.
Get that old broad.
Ooh, that's a hit for that group. So let's see how many of them hit. Just one. You take 5 points of damage as a bullet ricochets into your shoulder.
Ow, that was painful.
And then hits your Siamese cat and kills him.
Oh, I was going to take him home and give him some tuna.
Dewlap.
And now we're back to Sludge. Or Glenn.
Oh, Sludge, right.
Yeah, okay. Sludge.
Sorry. Yeah, that's my character, dummy. Okay. I didn't like that. I'm going to stay rubber and do a... Okay, this guy's got some major... I'm going to try and drain some of his health and energy.
All right.
Amazing.
He is dodging, to let you know.
92.
And you are hitting. Yes, you are.
I am hitting. Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing drain.
And it is now the librarian's turn. I mean, Callie's turn, sorry. Callie?
Form of rubber. I turn into a rubber.
Yeah. And Cat Lady, it's your turn.
Okay, we'll try the police whistle again.
Stop!
Sonic boom.
This time I only got a 34.
Alright, you might have to take out one guy.
Gotta do some, like, Capcom sound effects for that or something. Yeah. Holy! Holy!
Yes. Sonic boom! Get the Street Fighter sound effects going in there.
Yeah.
And Dwayne, your character, go ahead.
What else is in the room?
Guards.
Guards. Are there any like file cabinets or anything?
Yeah, there's file cabinets. There's books. There's tables. There's chairs. All right. Oh my.
We don't have enough property damage in this game. Come on.
Well, yeah, I'm using my magnetic manipulation to try to pull some of these file cabinets onto the bad guys.
All right.
Take one of those big long library tables and just slam them.
That's not magnetic.
73, and it's excellent.
Oh, good. You pull a periodical machine from the wall, and you take out two of the guards.
Nice.
But you do break the ice at one of them.
Oh.
So he's out of the ice. And now it's time for the Green Man. He grabs Sludge Man by the throat. Well, at least he tries to.
He's dodging.
And he's not grabbing you by the throat with a 13, so.
Well.
Okay. Guard column 1, librarian. Let's see if he hits him. That's a miss with a 5. Cat Lady. That's a miss with a 13. Glenn.
Yes, okay.
You're going. You're Sludge, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Sorry. Okay, what are we going to do with this guy this time? Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't want to pull the adamantium card again, although I'm sorely tempted with this guy. How about steel? Yeah, steel.
Okay.
And here we go with a punch.
Oh, you're turning yourself into steel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. No problem.
Yeah. Something really, 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 really hard.
Yeah, I got you on the column.
Okay. And what am I? Body transformation. Remarkable. What is that? Fighting?
Fighting, yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent fighting skills. 97. My God.
That's almost a red.
I love these dice.
You hit and do an amazing amount of damage being, what, steel you said? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hurting now. He's bleeding. He's almost holding his stomach and he's down on one knee almost. Okay, now we're heading over to...
The Three Stooges thing on his neck. Bam! No.
And Cat Lady. Sonic Bloom.
The whistle of death.
You scare me. You're getting real evil.
Hi, Chris.
58.
Oh, God.
You take out another guard. Okay. Go ahead, librarian.
I think... I don't know if this is a good idea, but I want to use my magnet manipulation and get Sludge's fist and hit the guy in the green again.
I like his thinking.
What?
Your thinking.
All right.
You pretty much, that's kind of, oh wow, but you'd have to get a red to do that. If you want to just take Sludge and throw him into the guy.
Let me put it this way, I'm not going to be resisting.
You still have to get a yellow.
I look at him, he looks at me, we nod. And...
Okay, well, I rolled an 84.
That's enough. You take the Sludge, you throw him into the guy. Nice.
Does remarkable.
That's like throwing blunt.
Okay, it is now the man in green's turn, who's going to...
Get this idiot off of me!
You're on top of him, so he's going to grab you in a headlock and try to put you to sleep.
Oh, a sleeper hold. Okay. Yeah. See if I can reverse this.
Reverse it. Oh, my God. I rolled an 11.
Keeps it you up need a new roll. Set of dice there.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
He tries to grab you, and you wiggle your way out.
Oh, yeah. That was on. Oh, yeah.
Wrestling is as wrestling does.
You get all Macho Man on him.
Oh, group one hits the librarian.
Ah.
Let's see how many of the three hit you. Two of the three hit you. All
right.
So you take 10 points of damage as two bullets ricochet into you.
Okay.
And the cat lady.
My sonic whistle again.
Ooh, that column hits you, so that's three guys. How many hit you by those
three? Oh, that's, I thought it was my turn to attack. No. It's my turn to be attacked. How much do I get hit?
15 points of damage as you go down on the ground. Boom.
Oh, that's smart.
Now it is the sludge's turn.
Okay, it's time for a body slam. Yeah! And I rolled a 60.
Yeah, you pick him up and slam him onto the ground. You have wrestling, so yeah.
Doing excellent damage.
You see he's hurt and he's barely moving now.
And if the ref didn't see it, it didn't happen.
Yeah. There's no ref. Come on. So there's nobody saw it then. So it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah, you're going to remember me, aren't you?
And, jeez. Cat lady, your turn. You're on the ground.
Okay, so Mr. Green has been taken out, is that it?
You don't know. You think he's been taken out.
Oh, okay.
He's on the ground.
And I'm on the ground.
Yes, you're on the ground too.
Hmm.
You share a common
feature.
Well,
I can blow my whistle on the ground just as easily as standing up, so...
Don't you want to hit your life alert or something?
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Go ahead, blow your whistle.
Okay. Oh, 77.
Okay, you take out another two. From the ground.
Maybe I'll just stay down here.
Librarian, go
easier
ahead.
Easier on my hips.
How many are left standing? Of the
one frozen back. Guy.
Okay.
And one, two, three, four soldiers.
All right. I'm going to slam another file cabinet into the guys. 92.
Oh, yeah, that's going to take out the three that are near you. All
right.
And Sludge Man.
Okay, I climb up on top of the table. I can't believe the Wally Carbo. He's using a foreign object. No, it looks like it. Yep, the atomic elbow. Boom. Come on, 93. Yes.
Oh, jeez. You elbow him right in the chest from the top rope.
And then I take, and then for good measure, I take a library chair and I'm like, bam!
That's next round.
Yeah.
You elbow, atomic elbow drop him in the solar plex.
Yeah.
And he's like, boom.
I can't believe it, Wally. I've never seen him do this before. Well, you know, it's just one of those situations.
In all the history of watching the Sludge Man, I've never seen him pull a move like that so gracefully.
Reminds me of that Mystery Science Theater Godzilla episode. Yes. Where they're doing wrestling calls.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was great.
Okay, let's see what happens to the man in green. And from that hit, he was already stunned, which is why he did not move, is now passed out. Good job. The two remaining guards surrender. Hello?
You want some? You want some?
I'll just make sure you don't cause any more mischief. As I touch him on the shoulder and turn him into a cat.
Okay, you turn that guy into a cat.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta tell me.
Now, unless you, and it's a...
Somebody give me a cool down hug or something. Come on.
And it's a Persian short hair.
A Persian short hair. Why'd you turn...
And if you don't want to be another
kitty, like your friend here. You behave yourself, young man.
I can see the police break in and they find us standing here with all these cats coughing up fur balls. This is what you had to fight?
You see the hostages, they thank you. They get up and they thank you. And the police burst in finally. And then you see Thor shows up.
Yeah, it was a great fight, man. And I just, somebody slapped me or something.
Thor shows up, and as he comes through the window, a piece of glass paint hits you in the head.
Yeah. Oh, we did it. Good.
And you see he lands. He's like, I'm here to help.
Have you ever thought of getting a haircut, young man? You look too much like a hippie.
I see you've got this under control.
Thank you, Mr. Asgardian God, sir.
Yeah.
You were a little bit late, I have to tell you.
Can I touch
Didn't
your hand?
Mother ever teach you tardiness?
He just looks at you and goes, poof, and he flies off.
Can I touch your hammer? No.
Yeah, you can have the hammer, sure, here.
Well, I said I wanted to touch his hammer.
I bet you do.
I'd like to touch his hammer, too.
Well, I want to see if I can do that absorbing man trick. Oh, I'm Uru Metal now. Hey!
Anyway, so to wrap up the situation here,
who is this mysterious man in green?
When you do turn around...
Mr. Farley, the caretaker!
And he'd have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that old lady and her cats.
Jeez. Is this an actual play podcast, or is this a goofy Marvel session going on?
Is there a difference?
I don't know, probably not. You turn around, you see the green masked man is no longer there. But you see he did leave behind his communication device that was on the table.
I should take this back to the mansion and investigate it.
Did he take the map with him, too?
No, the map you see he was looking at was a map which appears to be an underground... you see at least the Grant's tomb, but appears to be that there is a secret underground entrance under Grant's tomb that holds something. You don't know what he was looking for, though.
I wonder what's buried under Grant's tomb.
Grant? I'm gonna take these two things and have a little visit to the Avengers Mansion when we get back and see if these guys can help me figure out what this was all about. And hopefully to stop this thing from happening again.
Okay. Well, that's gonna wrap up this adventure this week.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Be sure to join us next time, true believers, for more Mighty Marvel actual play action. Enough said.